Report: Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman weighs fleeing U.S. after Trump's landslide. By Nick Gilbertson on November 27, 2024. Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman is reportedly weighing fleeing the United States as President-elect Donald Trump is set to embark on his second term. Citing several anonymous sources, The New York Times reported that the LinkedIn founder and past Epstein Island visitor could potentially relocate to another continent following Vice President Kamala Harris's sound defeat. Mr. Hoffman, who has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on politics over the last few years, has told friends and allies that he is weighing a move overseas. According to three people with knowledge of the talks who insisted on anonymity to discuss private conversations. According to The Times, Hoffman is worried about retribution from Trump after helping bankroll efforts like the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit against Trump. Trump has said he is not seeking retribution or revenge. At a town hall event in February, he said his revenge will be success. A spokeswoman for Hoffman declined to respond to The Times. Tesla CEO and Trump ally Elon Musk told Tucker Carlson in October that Hoffman was terrified of a Trump victory, as Breitbart News's Elena Mastrangelo noted. "Does he seem nervous to you?" Carlson asked, to which Musk answered, "Yeah. He's terrified of a Trump victory." "Because of the disclosures that would follow?" Carlson inquired, to which Musk responded, "I think he is certainly not ideologically aligned with Trump anyway. But I think he is concerned about the Epstein situation." Other prominent figures, including Ellen DeGeneres, have already reportedly relocated to another country in the aftermath of Trump's win, as The Wrap reported. Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi have moved to rural England, put their Montecito estate on the market and plan to never return to the United States, telling friends the election of Donald Trump was their primary motivation, a person close to the former TV host told The Wrap. Though the incoming Republican administration was the cited catalyst, a fresh start couldn't hurt. DeGeneres has been open about being kicked out of show business after reports of toxic workplace behavior at the syndicated Ellen show in 2022. Newsweek noted that Cher and Barbara Streisand, in 2023, floated that they would potentially leave the country if Trump won.